Good morning or afternoon or evening, depending on when you're listening. It is a beautiful and sunny June 16th, 2020 in upstate New York. A beautiful place to live, I gotta tell you. Life is about change. Let's just start there. I got up this morning and had a doctor's appointment or have a doctor's appointment and they're doing road construction on my road. And I said, oh, they won't be set up. No offense to the town or the county, whoever's doing it, but I'll be out by 7:30. Yeah, they already closed the road. Look at them being perfectly punctual and out working so early in the morning. The road closed already, but yeah. So I just kind of chuckled to myself because I'm not moving as quickly. Well, I'm not moving slow, but did not get out the door when I had planned on getting out the door. So, yep. So I'm adding like a 5-minute, reroute onto my getting to the doctor's because I didn't get up in time to beat the road construction. Oh, I think it's kind of fun though. You know what I mean? That's really just life. And, you got to be able to roll with the punches. And on the flip side, if you know certain things are happening and you don't do what needs to be done to avoid them, then you got to deal with that too. All these things. How exciting, right? I'm like so full of knowledge this morning. So I'm off to the orthopedic surgeon's to have my knee checked. I'm requesting an MRI because my knee is like a constant 5. It never goes below a 5 as far as pain. And the only thing it does is shoot higher. And I'm just tired of living in a level 5. There's got to be something they can do to fix this. I don't know. I guess we'll find out today. One of my aunts said, just tell them you'll pay the difference, or pay for it. If they refuse to do it, tell them you'll pay. I said, I'm going to tell them I have good insurance and it's a need because obviously something is still not right. And now it's starting to click. And when it clicks, like the pain shoots up into my, my thigh. Oh my gosh. Hey, at least we all know that when I do something, I do it well, right? If I'm going to bang my knee up, the good news is I did not shatter it, and that's what they had said. I was lucky I hadn't shattered my knee with the way it fell, and that it's probably just a really bad meniscus bruise or a bone bruise, but oh my gosh, it's still a level 5 constant. So, I don't know what to expect. Oh, another road closure. I forgot about this one. Oh. I'm glad I get 40 miles to the gallon because I don't have time for gas. I'm not very motivated. And after the doctors, I'm going to school until 2 o'clock to hand out goodies to our kids. And then we're going to make arrangements to deliver the ones for the kids that don't get there to turn in their devices today, because it's device the day people are turning in their devices. And sad, we were at school yesterday and cleaned up the room kinda ish. Our room is actually cleaned and waxed and already stuff put back in. And oh, then I say our, and it's not our classroom anymore, because I found out last week that the teacher I've worked with the last 2 years in the new transitional K program, they have canceled the program, at least in our building, and they're only having it in one building now, and she's going to be going back to kindergarten, and they don't know what I'll be doing. I should be in the building. They want to keep me in the building, but we won't know. I'm guessing it's because they gotta wait till the budget. I don't know. unknowns of life, right? So, I guess, you know, not knowing all summer could be good. It could have its benefits because I won't feel like I need to help anybody. And I can just read and write and sit at the pool and go to the beach and enjoy my summer because I won't know who I'm working with, so there'll be nobody to help. I guess there could be benefits. I'm trying to put my Pollyanna hat on and find all the positives. So yesterday was the official last day of school. You didn't get a podcast yesterday because I was at school, and then we all went out for a celebratory lunch, and that was so much fun. And my dad is so awesome. He showed up and he bought us all our lunch and paid for everything as a thank you for teacher appreciation. He said that, and you know, and we all thanked him, and then I called him later and I said, Dad, that was so nice. You did not have to do that. We didn't, you know, like, and he said, I did. Teachers need to know they're appreciated. He goes, so many people don't understand how much time and energy and love goes into all that you guys do. They need to know. I want you, at least your friends, to know people appreciate all their hard work. And I said, well, they did. And they, you know, said thank you to him, and then they thanked me again. And it made him feel so good to be able to do that. You know, I talked to him last night and I said, thanks again. And he goes, you've already thanked me. I said, I know, but it was so nice. And he said, Lisa, teachers just get the bum rap. He goes, they do all this stuff, thanking all the essential workers. What about thanking the teachers that are trying to help the parents, or thank the parents that are doing their best? He goes, teachers need to know they're appreciated. He goes, you guys have a hard job. He goes, I let a handful of people know that at least one person in this taxpaying world appreciates him. And I said, well, thank you. You know, I don't know. I got a pretty cool dad. This I have always known. Well, maybe in the teenage years, that's not a statement I would make, but you know, that's hindsight. He wasn't supposed to be my friend or some cool cat when I was in high school, or I wouldn't have turned out to be the responsible and successful adult that I am. I would have turned into a hoodlum. So it was a good thing I had him holding the bar high and being a touch strict. it was good. So, gosh, we're like going everywhere today. But it's a good day. It's a good day in Dodge. So I thought I'd give you a quick little podcast. I need to turn off my phone. Oh, I think it's working. All right. I had to hit my do not disturb button. So hopefully we get the MRI. I mean, and I guess, you know, really I want the MRI to show that this is normal pain and it's just a slow process, you know, because I don't want anything else to be wrong. And then there's that part of me, I am just praying and praying and praying that they do the MRI and either one. Alrighty, so a little commercial interlude there because I got a phone call. See, I told you I was trying to hit the do not disturb button. Thought it was on, it was not on. Oh well, such is life. But like I was telling you, heading to the doctor's, I have my face mask ready, I did my pre-check-in online, and I got an email last night, which I saying that when I get there, I have to log into the website, click the green I'm here button, and then they'll call me when I can come inside. And I said, oh, all right. But then I'm thinking, what about like for my father? He doesn't have a phone with internet. Not everybody has phones with internet. So do you just call the office? I don't know. So it was an interesting thought to me because not everybody has internet in their pocket. And that's their policy. You log into the website, hit the log into your portal, hit the I'm here button, and then they'll call you when they're ready. which I guess is good because I've sat in this office for an hour and 15 minutes waiting in the waiting room before. And so I guess at least if I'm going to sit for an hour and 15 minutes, I can do it in my own car and my own germs and not have to have a mask on when it's not necessary. So that's good. But I don't know. I have, as I'm looking forward and into the future of the podcast, I'm going to keep the podcast. I enjoy the podcast. I'm just my listeners. I have my faithful listeners, but I had others that I had more, like Friday is a big day. Like that is my highest numbers, the faith-filled Friday. You know, when I was doing it every Friday and I had a series and I was really building up listeners on a faith-filled Friday. I enjoy the faith-filled Friday more than I did the rest of the week. I enjoy the podcast, but faith-filled Friday, I just felt inspired and felt good knowing I was encouraging others, you know, and sharing God's word in an applicable way in today's society, without shoving a Bible down somebody's throat. So I really think I'm just gonna kind of change the podcast up a little. And instead of doing like a Friday theme or series, like do a weekly series or theme. So it'll be each week, it'll be, you know, a different focus. And I think that will be fun. And as listeners, those are the episodes that you guys, I have my highest numbers on when I can figure out how to check my stats. I try not to check them often because I figure if there's three people listening, that's three people that matter and count, and that three people that need to hear my craziness. So I'll do it for three people. I'll do it for 300. I'll do it for 3,000. I'll do it for more. So, you know, it's exciting, you know, when I do check my stats, which I try not to do too often, you know, to know that there's been like over 10,000 plays of my podcast. That's exciting stuff. Like, that's huge for, you know, a little country girl in upstate New York. It may not be, you know, there's podcasts out there that probably have that many listeners in a day. I'm okay. Like, that I've had that in my lifetime is exciting to me, and that my blog, I really want to get back to that, and, you know, not just be putting it up to put it up, like, and that's one thing I said I wouldn't do. So I'm working on a life mission statement, and, you know, I've been doing a lot of different mindfulness practice and resilience workshops to better prepare myself and take care of myself and my own well-being, as well as to care for my kids when we come back to school. And one of those things talked about a mission statement, which, you know, I've heard about writing your personal mission statement. Write a mission statement for your, you know, your business, a mission statement for your writing, or, you know, it's a business thing, it's a life thing, it's important. And, you know, I found a couple of great websites that really help you break it down, and I've broken it down to 8 pages right now. And, you know, I was doing workshops each week, and I loved that during COVID, like, with the staff to encourage them and share what I was learning. And I think I want to continue doing something like that. It was just uplifting for all of us. And one of the things we looked at for a couple weeks, well, 1 week, we just focused on writing your personal mission statement. And I shared resources and the value in that. And that's one of the first things that needs to be on my to-do list as I move into summer vacation, because once I finish it, I want to kind of make like a poster that I hang in my cottage. I'm going to make little business cards with it on it so that I see it, right? And that's what we need. life throws us questions and expectations or requests, you answer based on, does it align with my mission statement? If it doesn't, the answer is no. And then you just say no. No reasons, no explanation, the answer is no. And you can answer no politely. But having that personal mission statement kind of helps you, gives you permission to say no. Because you can say, I have my personal mission statement and it doesn't line up with my personal mission. The answer is no. And I understand there's going to be things that we're going to have to say yes to because it's a requirement at work, and you'd be insubordinate if you said no. I'm not telling you to go be an insubordinate or a law-breaking citizen. I'm just saying most of the choices that you're going to have in life, you'll have the choice to say no. And you can say no, thank you. It doesn't line up with my mission statement. I'm sorry. And move on. And don't let someone pressure you or guilt you into doing something you don't want to do, because you are more important, more valued, and more deserving than to carry the weight of someone else's guilt to do something that you don't want to do. The answer is simply a no thank you. There will also be times you're going to be asked to do something that might be uncomfortable, and it lines up with your mission statement. You know, you have your mission state, your personal mission statement done, and God opens a door somewhere to really have you step out in faith to start applying and living out that mission statement in a new and exciting way. That's when you need to say yes. And that's probably when you're going to want to say no. But in those times, if it lines up with your mission statement, but you can also be honest and say, I am not comfortable with this yet. I feel this really lines up with my mission statement. And if this is my mission statement and God has put something before me to line up with my mission statement so I can live out my mission statement with integrity, then I need to say yes. And you can say, I may need your grace and your patience through this process. I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes because it lines up with my mission statement. Yet please understand, I'm nervous and unsure. That's okay too. But having that personal mission statement is going to help you to know what direction to go and really how to get there. Kind of exciting, isn't it? With that, I'm going to let you all go. Have a great day. If you want information, more information about writing your personal mission statement, give me a call. Message me on Facebook. You can email me. Visit my website, lisaandbusky.com, and you'll find all my contact information there. If you have a personal mission statement and you are brave enough to share it, please call or leave it on the Facebook page. There's nothing like a little accountability when you share it with others. And I had somebody share their mission statement with us during the little gathering we were doing each week with the faculty. And it was empowering for her. Empowering. And that's what she said. She said, you know, she spent a couple weeks writing it and she got it done. And she said, I really need to share this. And I said, well, thank you. You don't have to. It was a personal exercise. And she's, you know, shared with us that, no, I really need to share this with you so that I'm held accountable. Because I had also encouraged everybody to have an accountability buddy that they shared their mission statement with that would help them stay on course with their mission statement. And she said, no, I want to share it because I want to be held accountable. And so that was really cool that, you know, she did that. But she was so empowered because she shared it. So feel free to share with me, share with somebody close to you once you have it. If you just Google writing a personal mission statement, you're going to get tons of websites, YouTube videos, and different things that will help you write your personal mission statement. So I encourage you, give it a try. You have nothing to lose. You're just going to gain from it, because you really have to know yourself and your goals and your direction. But then you have that, and then all of the decisions after that are based on, you know, the mission statement, and it makes it easier to say no. Thank you for listening to One Sister's Journey, Keeping It Real. As I move into summer vacation, a podcast and blog, like, I don't want to say makeover because it's not really a makeover, but we're going to take on a different feel, a different look, get back to the way it was, get back to where I started. And that means I may lose some of my listeners. I trust God, and I believe it's going to increase my listenership, and it's going to reach more people, and that's what I'm called to do. Have a great day. Happy Tuesday. See everybody later.